from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning to you. I'm John Sepulveda. We're going to begin in Stanislaus County, where a policeman was killed in a shooting yesterday morning just north of Los Baños. For those of you who have driven Interstate 5 from Los Angeles to Sacramento, this is the town where the Pea Soup Andersons is at. It's a place where many speeders are pulled over. And based on that description, you can imagine this is not the type of town where anyone expects police killings. But that's exactly what happened to Police Corporal Ronil Singh. He was conducting a traffic stop when the driver shot him.
They're saying it's going to be a Dodge Gray pickup or a Dodge Gray SUV. No name for the responsible. The officer is going to be Officer Singh.
That is dispatch tape of a Stanislaus County Sheriff's deputy responding around 1 a.m. on Wednesday. Investigators believe they have found that truck. Meanwhile, a manhunt continues for the alleged shooter. Police have released pictures of who they believe the suspect to be. He is a heavyset man wearing a silver chain necklace in security footage. We're going to move on now and go to Silicon Valley, where worker protests and organizing have never been a big part of Silicon Valley's startup culture. The whole idea was that these companies were supposed to be different. You wouldn't need to protest them. No stuffy bosses, no suits. Instead, flat power structures and well-compensated employees who could focus on making the world a better place. But as those companies have grown into massive multinational corporations, they now have workforces who are increasingly dissatisfied. From KQED's Silicon Valley Bureau, here's Sam Harnett.
This fall, something unprecedented happened at Google's headquarters. Employees walked out in protest, and an estimated 20,000 workers at Google campuses around the world joined in.
Stand up, fight back! Stand up, fight back!
Protesters' concerns range from Google's work with the U.S. military on drone technology to a lack of diversity at the company. But there was one issue at the core: power. Workers didn't feel like Google gave them the power that it promised when it hired them. At the protest, Celia O'Neill Hart demanded that the company put an employee on its board.
When we put our Noogler hats on, you told us to have an owner's mindset. You told us you aren't just employees, you are owners. And the owners say, time's up!
Noogler hats are given to Google employees when they're first hired. They are multicolored caps with little propellers. The hats embody the startup-y vibe of Google's past. But today, the company has over 85,000 full-time employees and is close to joining Amazon and Apple as America's only trillion-dollar corporations.
Time is up! Time is up! Time is up!
Organizing in Silicon Valley didn't start with these tech employees, but instead with the industry's shadow workforce, its independent contractors. And there are a lot of them, tens of thousands. At Google, they make up half the staff. They do everything from cooking to coding, but they don't get the high salaries or perks like free lunches and childcare. In 2015, the contractors began organizing under a group called Silicon Valley Rising. They did things like get higher pay and unions for some bus drivers. And they also drew the attention of local media, like ABC7.
Union supporters of drivers who shuttle around Apple employees are protesting outside the tech giant's Cupertino headquarters this morning.
But it wasn't until Donald Trump's election in 2016 that full-time tech employees began organizing in earnest. A group called the Tech Workers Coalition emerged to complement Silicon Valley Rising. It has workers of all types, from contractors to full-time programmers. Google employee Stephanie Parker is active in the coalition.
One of the first things I noticed when I came to the Bay Area and started working in the tech industry was the blatant discrimination and basically a class system. How the differences in how people were treated were along the same old lines of race, class, and gender that you see in any other industry, and even more stratified here.
As a woman of color working in the tech industry, Parker says she's often felt very alone.
My story of feeling isolated and feeling like no one else understands, feeling that my coworkers just want to focus on building tools and building apps and are not worried about these larger issues, I feel like that story is present in so many tech workplaces.
Over the last year, workers at different tech companies have protested openly. At Microsoft, they spoke out against the company's work with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. At Amazon, they criticized the company for providing facial recognition software to police departments. And at Salesforce, they held a rally against the company's work with Customs and Border Protection. Stephanie Parker came and spoke.
Me and a couple of my friends put this together
And we're hoping to send a message to Salesforce, to the tech companies, that tech won't build it and they should cancel the contract.
Tech executives like CEO Sundar Pichai of Google are trying to placate workers. Here he is talking to the New York Times about the Google walkout, which the company eventually supported publicly.
Moments like this show that we didn't always get it right, and so we are committed to doing better. We are listening to employees. That's partly why today is important.
But some workers say they're scared of speaking up. Silicon Valley companies make them sign non-disclosure agreements and discourage them from talking to the press.
As we start to grow and as we get stronger, it'll be easier for people to stand up and to be more public about this.
This programmer is active in the Tech Workers Coalition, but he's afraid to give his name for fear of losing his job.
But for the time being, we have to carve out a way to take action that still protects us.
He hopes the organizing is a signal to other tech workers. You aren't alone. And he says if enough of them come together, maybe they can create workplaces that look a little more like the Silicon Valley they imagined. For the California Report, I'm Sam Harnett.
Support for the California Report comes from Personal Capital, providing customers a real-time dashboard view into all of their financial accounts with insight-driven wealth advisory services. PersonalCapital.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems. And Supermicro, a Silicon Valley-based manufacturer of energy-efficient data center hardware solutions, celebrating 25 years of growth and innovation. Learn more at supermicro.com.
And that is the California Report for this Thursday, the 27th of 2018. I'm John Sepulvedo. I hope you have a great day.